Boerberg 2020. This wine, the vineyard grows like really high on the mountain. It's called Boerberg. Boerberg means on top of the mountain. And it grows in a place called Wellington. Wellington is warm and dry. Lots of decomposed granite on those little hilltops. And this vineyard overlooks a farm that was owned by my direct family 240 years ago. Well, 240 odd years ago. That is seven generations of my family. So the first time I bought grapes from that area, I didn't even know my family came through Wellington at 240 years ago. And it was only like a couple of years later, three, 4 years later, that I was buying grapes from that particular farm that my mom came with this big family study on my direct family, the Hooflisch family. That's my second name. I'm Pieter Hooflisch-Walser. That's her maiden surname. And the Hooflisch family, direct seven generations ago, they've owned that particular farm that I buy those grapes from. Not Boerberg, I buy other grapes from. Now, Boerberg grows in the next door farm higher up the mountain. So Boerberg overlooks the farm that that my family owned seven generations ago. That's why on the label you see this little mountain, and it's got the shadow of all those people. So the mountain overlooking seven generations of my family history. It is a little bush vine vineyard, and it's beautiful Chenin Blanc, high altitude. There, we have irrigation on that now. In the beginning stages we didn't have. Now we have irrigation on there. It's in the process of being converted into an organic vineyard, but that's in the process. It's not certified organic at the moment. We make the wine, everything in a big a concrete egg-shaped tank. The idea of making it a concrete egg-shaped tank is you've got a natural vortex of movement in the wine. When you put wine into a normal stainless steel tank or in a barrel, there's no natural movement. But in an egg, there's always a natural movement. And that creates this vortex, and it mixes the lees up into the wine constantly. So your wine never, while it's in tank, it'll never get clear. It'll always be that murky look to it. But that also, that enhances flavors from the yeast that goes through a process of autolyse, where they break up and they give flavors to the wine. So it gives a different sort of a characteristic to the wine. It makes the wine more linear. There's no wood flavors. So the wine is more linear, not so fat. And Boerberg is just like a piece of dragon fruit to me. If you drink the wine, it's just this beautiful dragon fruit at the palate. So that's Boerberg 2020. And it is mostly goes to Waitrose in the UK. It's my first ever deal that I did with a shopping sort of chain. And I think it's a great thing for me. I'm always in smaller wine shops, but it's nice to have an absolutely different crowd drinking this wine, the Waitrose customer. And it's a privilege for me. Mm-hmm.